Simon Kuf Yud Halacha Yud. Kuf Yud Halacha Yud is on page Nun Tes. It's on page Nun Tes. Nun Tes. Nun Tes. Page Nun Tes.
Reb Chaim Kanievsky, they
got
pictures of him rolling mountains.
Yeah, I saw. That plastic thing. Yeah. That was, he was using that same thing.
Now it has good action.
Okay. Well, they just give him whatever. All right, let's go. Halacha Yud Miyad Liachar Shenigmeru Hamatza Yinagvua Bezrizus. Oh, I should have brought it in. You gave me the roller. I took it home. I left it home today. Okay. Right after they the matzah, they have, after you roll the matzah and you shape it in the, we make it in the circle. The next thing is you have to make little holes, little teeny holes in the matzah, in order that when you put the matzah in the oven and it begins to swell, those little holes cause the ear to go out and it prevents it from turning into a cake. It keeps it flat. So this must be done immediately. You should not make any pictures. Any pictures. Maybe, I don't know, what does that mean? They make pictures with the holes? Could that be the old times?
What he said. Yeah. Probably what he means is don't do it necessarily in the pattern.
The pattern. Just do it haphazardly. And how? Do not make it sear. Do not do a pattern in how you perforate it, but rather do it very quickly. And immediately the dough should be put into the oven. The azoyer meod, what? The yitnuha. Blesocha tanur. Put the matzah into the oven immediately. Now, one thing is very clear, and going through the next 2-3 pages, it's very clear in preparation that the ovens in the time of Chazal that he's referring to did not heat up to a temperature of 900 degrees. No way. The ovens were probably something like 300 degrees, 400 degrees. The old ovens?
The old ovens heated up because they were hot. If you go and take a look at some of the ovens that they use, in Middle Eastern type.
Yeah.
With a dome.
Yeah.
Very
hot.
Because the heat is... Okay,
but if that is correct, then as you said, the matzah will be baked within seconds. But he keeps on describing here situations that we're going to see in the Shem Shem Halacha, situations where it seems like it's schlepping on, it's taking time. If, I'll ask you a question, if the oven is 300 degrees, can that bake a matzah?
Yeah, of course.
How long will it take? How long will it take to bake a matzah, 300 degrees? How many minutes?
Very, very long.
More than 10 minutes? More than 5 minutes?
How many matzahs could you make?
What?
How many matzahs could you make?
Let's make one matzah. If I have an oven, and the oven, let's say, is 400 degrees, is it possible to bake a matzah within 18 minutes?
Can you bake a cake?
I don't know.
The question is, how long does it take?
How long is it going to take?
18 minutes.
Because he's talking over here, he's going to discuss situations and he even mentions it was where there's possibility it wasn't fully baked, there are strands, it's raw. In today's ovens, this is not...
The Kitzer already wrote much later.
I know, but he's referring... He's
telling you what to do.
Okay, let's see what it says. But okay, let's see. Okay, what? That thick mat, he mentions even thin mat. Okay, nechanami, okay, nechanami. Okay, let's see. Let's read.
Yeah. 48th Street, 13th Avenue, where they have that type of an oven like they used even in the time of Chazal.
Well, how do they fuel it? What's the fuel?
It's the same.
Cool.
It's coal.
Coal, charcoal, wood.
And
okay.
What they do is, they make, it's called the tandoori bread, the Middle Eastern type bread. They're even grifas a pass with the food.
On the wall, attached to the wall.
That's what
so what's the temperature in those ovens?
It's very hot.
Okay, let's see. So here it has to be done immediately. The Zahir Mi'od Shalo Yisheh Oysa Filu Ma'at Negev Piyatanur. Now, here's a very important halacha. Okay, here it says something very important. When they're waiting on, they have the matzah on the sticks, they're waiting to put the matzah, and there is there's a backup because there's so much matzah. So where, you tell me what they do in the matzah, they have the matzah on the stick. By the way, how many matzah they put on a stick?
Usually... Four.
No figure. Whatever you have.
How many? What's the max?
Four or five.
Four or five on one stick. Four and five on one stick.
Long stick.
Very long sticks.
Each one holds maybe anywhere between 4 and 6 matzahs.
4 to 6 matzahs. So let's say there is a delay because the matzah in the oven, they're busy in the oven. Where are they going to keep those poles with the 6 matzahs draped?
Have you been to a bakery?
I've been to a bakery, yeah.
What they do is they have the...
There's no delay.
They put in like 4 sticks at a time.
There's no delay. There's no delay. But over here he's discussing a situation when there is a delay. The oven is occupied. There is no room in the oven. And there's a backup. So what are you going to do in the meantime? So it says here, keep that dough far away from the oven. Okay, because if you're going to be near the oven, it's going to turn to chametz immediately.
It's very hot.
Right. So it's hot, but it's not hot enough. It's hot, but it's not hot to the degree. If it's very hot, it'll bake it. But if it's not hot enough, it's not going to make it. So let's go further. The zor meod shlo yisha oisa afilu negin mat negin piyatan ki sham temahe lahachmitz the alkein tzrichim lahadesh ze shahu moishres hamatzos la loifa, the one that hands over the matzos to the baker bal yeh bal toira v'yorei shemayim shidaktek b'zeh. Let's see ois yud base on the bottom. We did this yesterday. Let's do it again. Let's go to Halacha Yud Gimel. Halacha Yud Gimel is the next halacha. Let's read Halacha Yud Aleph on the top. On the top, we're up to Halacha Yud Aleph. Hayorei Dvar Hashem Yizor Shekoidim Afias Hamatzah Shelo Yasiku Heitev Michodash Es Hatanu. Before you put the matzah into the oven, make sure the oven is extremely hot. Ulefazer Zekachol Mapnei Kulo, and make sure you disperse the coals upon the entire surface of the oven. Ki mi yodea im ze asher ofa koidim lo hoya niza b'chol hazihus. Who says the person that before you was careful to make sure the oven was properly heated before you put when he made his matzah? So just make sure the oven is 100% hot. Let's say Halacha Yud Gimel on the bottom. Yasiku Heitev Es Hatanu. Now, we already discussed this yesterday, 2 days ago, where you're not cooking on an open flame. We discussed different types of ovens. All the ovens today seem they have a fire burning on the inside of the oven. So the matzah itself is exposed directly to the heat of a flame. And we discussed that it's not required. You can have an oven where the flame is on the outside or it's underneath. But all of the examples we've discussed so far is where there is a real flame. There is a real flame. It's just a question, inside versus outside. We came out on halacha, it really doesn't make a difference. The open flame does not need to be on the inside, it can even be on the outside. Now he's going to discuss some type of high-tech ovens where there's actually no flame, like an electric oven. If you have an electric oven where it's extremely hot inside, is that equivalent, is that called kosher? Is the matzah called kosher matzah? So of course the maskan is yes, it's okay, but it wants to point out that not everyone is so excited about such an oven. If you have an electric oven, there's actually no real flame, just coils getting very, very, very hot, and or other type of technology. He goes on to say there's some that are machped, but that's not called lechem. Lechem, besides being burnt flour and water and being done in an oven, also has a requirement that it's baked. With a flame, not baked by some type of radiation. What goes on in the microwave? In the microwave, there's mamish nothing. It's just hocus pocus. Oh, that's exactly the same problem. That's also a machine matzah. The machine matzah, they have flames in the machine. And I don't know, there are probably different types of machines. The machine matzah, just they use artificial heat that comes from coils and electricity and radiation, or does it come from open gas? Oh, so gas is a real flame. That's a whole different story. So this is his discussion. Now, one thing at the very, just jump at the very end, he says, well, look at the pasuk. The pasuk says that when they bake the matzos, tsrudos, it was the targum yonasan ben Uzil says, we'll call the pasuk, that they baked them in the sun. So the sun is no different than electricity. So just like Targum, Yonas and Azil says that when they left Mitzrayim, they did not bake it over an open flame. They baked it in the sun. So therefore, it cannot possibly be that an electric oven is worse than the matzos that Bnei Yisrael used when they left Mitzrayim. We can't be frummer than Bnei Yisrael, than Moshe Rabbeinu. That's exactly what he says to the Maskana.
What did you say on Pesach?
What? You want to say that the sun is a flame? The sun is a shape, but it's too far away. All right, let's see what he says. Electric. Okay, I don't know what that word is, but I think it means electric.
Electricitate.
Okay, so I'll just say electricity. I can't pronounce all the syllables. The ein shall heves nageba klum. And there is no flame whatsoever. Again, not to be confused with what we learned 2 days ago, where there is a flame. The only thing was because we learned 2 days ago that there was a flame on the outside. Some say, "Oh, you can't do that. The flame has to be on the inside. Can't be on the outside, heating up the walls." No, that's okay.
There is a flame, but it's enclosed.
So here he's discussing a situation where there's nothing. There's no flame, not on the outside. There's no flame on the inside. You have some type of coils that are going through the cement. You have to pass a block of a heated sidewalks, heated. So, what are the high heated sidewalks? It's not even so expensive. If you do it yourself, I went online.
It's not heated.
What?
It's not heated.
It's not heated?
It has to be less than 30, more than...
Right, just a little bit, just a small amount.
No, but...
Not water, they use coils.
No,
it's coils in the concrete.
Of them, what they do is they're attached to the oil burn or to the heater in the house.
Yeah.
And they have
new technology today. They have new technology. I checked into this, the equipment, the raw materials, what you need to buy only cost about $700. A contractor will charge you $5,000 because he's not going to tell you, it's not so complicated to do. It doesn't cost so much, it's not so complicated. They take advantage of you if you want to do such a thing. But you know, someone told me that the city would be very wise to pay for it themselves, for all the people, the lawsuits and the amount of hospital bills. People slipping on the ice.
Because you walk down the street and you have an ice.
Alright, we're getting off the topic. Yeah.
And afterwards, it's ice.
Okay, let's go. You turn on the temperature. You turn on the electrical coils to the desired temperature. Tipka, or it'll force a pan. This is where the fire is on the outside, not on the inside. Uboy shehor yahalich tachtov, kamashkos vataisis, b'shem yusham, v'lavach, yein yoitzim b'yidichavos, v'pesach mikol makom, mahaniach, even though there we discuss a certain type of pan, I'm not exactly sure what it means there, and even though in those situations where it's artificial, it's no good, hach, akevon shetucha lamatzel lehafos miyad, ade achim agadol, the reason why those type of pans were no good was because in those situations it was not getting hot enough.
It was
chametz. But in a situation from Tosfos Mash, if you have a situation where you have artificial heat and the artificial heat reaches a temperature where the dough is fully baked, 100%, it's mashma from Tosfos, it's of course it's kosher. Mali imashal heves nogeh mitachtav oilo. It doesn't make a difference where the flame is on below or above. So it seems to be what we're saying is that just like the flame does not need to be in the oven. Now we already established 2 days ago, the flame does not need to be in the oven. Once the flame already is not in direct contact with the dough, it's on the outside heating up the walls of the oven, that would seem to indicate that even if you heat up the walls of the oven artificially through electricity or through some other high-tech technology, it's no different than the flame being on the outside. Once we already allow you to bake matzah with a flame on the outside of the oven, that's not the typical oven in Talmud Chazal. Talmud Chazal, the oven, the flame was on the inside, not on the outside. You attach the dough to the walls of the oven, and in the center, on the floor of the oven, you had a flame, you had coals, you had fire burning. That was the oven, the lechem, in time of the Gemara. Tosfos says, what about in a situation where you have the flame on the outside, and the walls are getting hot? So he says that it's good, provided that the walls get hot enough to properly bake the dough. So now he's coming to suggest that since the flame is not on the inside, it's on the outside, so you don't once you really don't need the flame on the inside, you don't need the flame altogether. You just need heat. If you need heat, electricity or other technology is okay. He talks about making cakes with tiles. The only reason why you should not use tiles or heating is because the dough gets stuck, and when it gets stuck, it does not get baked properly. im achaim gadol kolkach at sheyuchal lafos in asur mishum chimutz elish in yitzim ba yidei chivas the pesach. But here the why sheni kui lechem money. But then he brings down from the chayk Yaakov that if you bake it in the sun, it's no good. Shocking thing halacha, it's no good. He says mishum it's no good. Sheyuchal lafos in asura. It's not chometz. Ela she'ein yoytzim ba yidei chivas v'pesach lefi she'eino keruya lechem oni. Lechem has to be baked in an oven. So he's going back. He's basically showing over here that there are different opinions in this matter. Some hold that you do need a flame. Some hold you do not need a flame. Let's see. But let's go further. Muchach bepei. We're talking about the seder now. Muchach bepei. Rish the gam bechomer levad beloy shel heves neefes hamatzah shapir v'hochin. Hachinami, Kane, Hari Ho Eish Shel Ho Electric, Mechamim Kol Shav, the Anu Roim Shu Cham Biyoser. We see our own eyes that it's extremely hot. The Hamatza Nefes Bo Maher, it's baked very quickly. Ukvar Kos Vachasam Sefer Shani Soyoin Meid Yoisebi Elif Rayos.
Proof,
just the fact that you see these ovens are extremely hot, you put the dough inside, it gets baked, that's the biggest raya. Aval Poshet Shim Roim Shach Behatas, but of course it goes down saying that if you do find some type of oven where it does not get hot enough, you're not using a real flame, and it's not getting hot enough, it's not being baked, of course it's no good. If you see she'atasha betanusha electric she'soyve the eagle on a circle, somebody had some type of ovens where the dough against the machine matzahs, where the oven was in one section, and the dough rotated upon the area that's very hot, and it's only in that location for a short amount of time, and it's not muchach that it's being baked in that area 100%, v'nois the matzah betzad echad, the serve ima and the machine, it cycles, it brings the dough to that area where the heat is.
The conveyor belt,
until it comes backwards, mukhrachim, it has to be taken away, it only is there for a very short amount of time, misham, bay nefel gamri, low. And it only has a short amount of time. It's only going to be on the conveyor belt, going on the conveyor belt, it's passing through this area for a very short amount of time, and whether it gets baked or not, it's coming out of the machine. Yesh le'eser hatanur hazeh, because in those situations, there's no guarantee that it's being baked. It's not hot enough for those few moments. V'ayim b'shud levushim, Mordechai kosav na'ami, shu ro ba'atzma, shal yunoit l'mamatzos me'me hatasim hasevim on the conveyor belts, v'lo hoyu afuyim legarmi, they were not fully baked. V'liv doik o'samayde d'chikas ha'etzma, im lo'y nidba the test is, the dough is fully baked, you have to press on the dough. You press on the matzah. And if the matzah sticks to your finger, that means it's not fully baked. The matzah has to be completely dry. Pressing down on it, and then when you pull up your finger, some of the dough cleaves to your finger, is an indication that it's not fully baked. So from all these truths, this mashma, that the only issue of using these electric ovens is only that it should be hot enough, and it should be given a chance to fully bake. But as far as the electricity, as far as the fact that you're not using mamish ish, you're using an artificial form of heat, it appears from all these truths that he's quoting that it's not an issue, it's A-okay, nisayon is greater than 100 rayos. Now, but he does go on to say, this he did say, that using it from the sun, he says is no good though. I mean, that he did say. So electricity, maybe I guess the understanding is electricity does have the status of ish, and the sun in halacha does not have the status of ish. So the sun would not be good, but an electric oven would be okay. Now then he goes... Well, let's say the sun is. Let's say you have a situation where you know for a fact the sun is strong. He says the sun is strong enough. You have a situation where you know for a fact the sun is strong enough. The proof is because there is no chametz. But he does go on. He did say above that it's still not called lechem. Lechem must be baked in an oven on this world. The heat that it seems to be saying lamaskan is the heat has to be generated down here in the vicinity of where the bread is being baked. Even if the heat is not a real heat of ish, it's an artificial type of heat. It seems to be saying the sayon is good. But at least it follows the nature, the characteristic of an oven where the heat is localized to the object where it's being baked. If you're putting something on a pan and you're putting it out in the desert and it's 1,000 degrees and the sun is baking down, that even though it's extremely hot, it's still not called an oven. That's still not called a tanner.
What if I devise something that concentrated the
sun? It's no good. That's not called an oven. An oven has to be where you generate the heat, is generated here, even an artificial heat. An artificial artificially that's generated by the source of fuel and heat must be here on this world. That's what he seems to be saying. Then he goes on to say, so he goes on to say that the Levushi Mordechai, he contradicts himself, because he does say elsewhere that using electricity is no good. Electricity is equivalent to the sun, and it's no good. Both the Chayk Yaakov, which he quotes here very often, and the Shulchan Aruch Rav Paskin, that using baked matzah from the sun is not called the tanur, that does not resemble the characteristic of an oven, male, it's no good. And yet he also, the Levushi Mordechai, who talks about using these ovens, electric ovens, he only seems to say that it is okay elsewhere. Only problem is, it should make sure that it's hot enough. So the Yesh L'chalek, then he goes on to say that you can differentiate between the two, he doesn't explain what his words. Okay, he says, why is the Chayk Yaakov, now as I mentioned before, very disturbed about the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Chayk Yaakov, why they indeed pass that baking matzah in the sun is no good, when the Targum Yonasan and Uzil says that it is good, we can't be better than Moshe Rabbeinu. It says there in Targum Yonasan, they bake the bread from the heat of the sun. Charidin piturin matzos. Charidin piturin means, it means in the fancy word for matzos. And he points out over here, makpidim, the chassidim, hacharedim, are makpidim, lefos davka be'esh. They don't use electric ovens. They don't use even maybe, what about gas? Is gas called a shalheves? I guess it is. Why not? It's a shalheves. She'e makpidim lefos davka be'esh v'shalheves be, I don't know what that word is. Be miktam. I don't know what that word is. Vehi mitai mahanal. The makbid to use that should resemble a real oven. Okay, let's go to halacha yud beis. Ha'ifa yoisi ha'ifa halacha yud beis ha'ifa yizom ol hashkiach shlo tichbal ha'ezavan. There are svarim, many svarim about this topic. Matzah kifula. There are two different problems when baking matzah. Number one matzah should not touch another matzah. No negis. You have to have a mechitza. There's the male matzah and the female matzah. A mechitza in the oven. No touching. No negis in the oven. Number two. The second issue is, what happens when the matzah, it busts? A matzah swells. That basically means that they did not make a hole. The hole did not go all the way deep enough. Well, the hole was deep enough, but in the process of putting on the pole, that hole somehow dissolved. So then what happens is the matzah, boom, it swells, and you have a bubble. They have a bubble. And sometimes you have the bubble is so big, it can be like two pieces. You've seen that some of the matzahs you get that actually no, not bends over. That bending over is kefula. That's kefula. When one matzah touches another matzah, one section of the matzah touches another section of the matzah, that's called matzah kefula. And the only issue is when the matzah, the hole is not all the way through and through, and the matzah is nefuach, it swells. So these are two major issues what the mashkich and the matzah baking factory looks for, the kefula and the nefuach, and they take those matzos out, even though the truth is, he really goes on and says that bizman hazeh, this really is a non-issue. A matzah kefula and a matzah nefuach is not, because our matzos are paper thin, and the ovens are extremely hot, so there's no chance you're going to have chametz when it touches another matzah and when it swells. However, tradition, since in ancient times the matzos were thick, and the ovens were not as hot, maybe they were 800 degrees instead of 1200 degrees, were not as thick, thick matzahs and ovens that were not as hot. In ancient times, there was a real concern if one matzah touches another matzah, or if the matzah swells, that it's chametz. Again, we don't really have this problem, but tradition, the mashgiach has to do something in the matzahing factory, so that's why there's so much discussion about these two different issues. And that's what's over here. So one more time, the words. So what does it mean, makdim here? What does it mean? An old flame? What does that word mean? V'shalheves b'makdam. What's a makdam? V'shalheves a mokda. This is parasha. He a mokda, a pyre, a fire burning on a pyre. Okay, very good. The pyre, the center of the mizbech means there's coal, there's wood, there's a source for the fire. Maybe so. He's trying to say that gas is no good. Is that what you want to say? He means over here.
I'm saying even when they use charcoal, wood, at that stage, there's no flame. You have hot,
extremely hot. There's no flame.
There's no flame.
So what does he mean with it over here? How serious? I don't know. I remember from my childhood going to Shatz Matzah Factory. There was real flames, red flames.
But you ever do barbecuing?
No. Okay, barbecue. You don't. That's charcoal. Then there is no flame, right? So he's saying that the Hasid. I don't know what this means. Ha Hasidim ha Charedim makpidim. Now, according to what you just said, gas would be no good. Because gas is not a pyre. Gas is just gas coming out of the tubes and there's a flame. That's not called a pyre.
You cook it on the flame anyway.
Anyway, I know, but I don't know. So maybe there's some Kabbalistic reason why you bedavka want to have wood. And the mizbeach, okay, the mizbeach, they don't have pipes of gas. When they build the bayis shlishi, they're not going to put on the mizbeach. They're not going to have a range. The kohanim will turn on the range to burn the korbanos. There's going to be the shnei gizrei. Will there be plumbing in the base Hamigdash? What's they going to be? How are they going to clean the korbanos in the base Hamit Machayim? Stainless steel, is that going to be the case? What's going to be? It'll probably depend on the mishmar. There'll be different mishmaros. Everyone will do what they want to do. Okay, let's go further. Okay, one more time. The words of Yalach Yibes. No doubling over. The gam shlo tiga achad chaverit. One should not fall on itself and should not touch. Ki b'makom hanegia v'chim makom shemis. Kapelas, the place which folds over, Einan Nefes Maheru Machmetes. The Amira Shenichbaloi Shenis Napcha, if it folds over on itself or touches or it swells, then Eze Matze, Tzichin Lishbar Esa Mokam, who you have to go break that Mokam, who Chometz, it's Chometz, the Asher Muteres. Again, today we don't pass it like this. We don't consider it to be Chometz. Avlin Noga, Zob, Zob, Kishain Adain, Kishain Adain Lachais, when it's still moist, before you put a Batana in the oven, right the first moment, Yesh Lahatir, Bidiyavit, it's okay, period. Then Matze in the Fuch, what's Matze in the Fuch, the Hainu, Shinikor, Shiniskalka Hamatze, Boivio, it's split in the sense of bubble. There's a bubble, there's a bottom part and the top part, the Halal, who Kumoy Rechava, and the width inside is you can fit your finger in there. Or you can thumb. fit your thumb in there, that's already called a matzah that has swollen, and that is an indication that there might possibly be chametz. Let's see the halacha on the bottom of halacha yudalit. Halacha yudalit makam shemis kapelas. Eina nefes maher mechametz. Ein birat vaz. V'hu v'gam behagoyes ma'asham. Shechuchiach. Shecheish shesholit gam b'mokam ha'kefal. He holds that this is not really true. The fire will bake the part that's folded over. The coal shekain b'matzos dakos. Certainly the matzos that are dakos. The shelet ha'esh, our matzos, which are very thin. The shelet ha'esh me'evel ha'esh from side to side. The mashem b'sechah kefal hu'rach. The moisture collects there. There's nothing to worry about. The only reason why it might be a little because there's more moisture. So if you let it bake for just another 10 seconds, it'll fully bake and there's no chashash chametz. If it's not baked well, then when you'll detach one piece from the other, you'll see chutin, little strands of dough that stretch. And even if it's moist, there are leniencies. That's what we mentioned before. That since okay, really, this pointing out bizman hazeh. That really bizman hazeh, there's nothing to worry about. We make very thin matzos. The ovens are very hot, and it's completely baked. But since the rishonim, all of the rishonim make mention of such a concept of matzah kifula and matzah nefucha, in Mela, we have no choice bizman hazeh to follow tradition and to be extremely careful that the matzah should not touch one another and should not fold upon one another. We find the navcha. Yipacham, when the matzah swells, yesh lachal gam l'maisa, when it comes to swelling, that's not mentioned in the Rishonim. The Rishonim only mentioned the situation when the matzah touches one another. This is in the later Chumrah. So since that's not in the Rishonim, and Bezman Hazeh, we know the Mitzvah says it's not a problem whatsoever, therefore you can make a lechatchila Bezman Hazeh when it comes to a matzah that is a big bubble. When there's a bubble, it's okay. V'hinei, av she'en lachal b'hayom lechatchila, we're not so makel mikol makom b'dievet b'vadahu k'dayu hadras lisma. There's a mashkiach to make sure they don't touch one another and it should not go and swell. But b'diyevet, after the fact, we all know good and well that if it does touch one another and if the matzah does swell, there's no concern. You don't have to throw anything in the garbage. Everything is still kosher l'Pesach. You maybe just take off that little piece, maybe it haga. The minute you put away that little piece, the matzah kifula. Halachit, every so often you get by a matzah, you do find you on the and the ends, you do find that it's folded over. I don't know about you. You find a little bit, so someone's not been looking really, because they should have cut off that piece. They should have taken that piece off. But and you definitely.
It's a suffix. It's not a.
It's vade kosher. It's not even a suffix. It's only a minok. He says over here that since sheyatzim epir rishonim, since this concept of matzkul is yatzim rishonim, so we do a bisman hazeh. But we know that bisman hazeh it's not an issue because we make very thin matzos and we have very hot ovens and there's no real concern. Fine. Halacha tezvav shenichbula shenishin nispatcha. I am shulchan achagun erzam ozam. The call, isum shen isbayer b'kfula v'nefuach ein lohem ikra b'gemara v'hu minog shenoagu b'doyrois v'achroinim. It's a chumra v'yafal pish ein lohaka b'davar shavasim nuchu nogu bo isim ha'mishum ha'mishum v'yal titoish terasimecha mikol mokoim. Ein lahachmer bochem kmoi bochemitz kamer shoyse betarus b'mashu k'mesach haPesach. Don't be machmer. It's not chometz. You have the taruvus. There's no problem whatsoever. V'day lahachmer lesra matza atzma shnichbula nisnapcha avloy taruvasa. If it gets mixed into something, then it's mutter l'chenim over alim haPesach. Another nafkmin is all of these matzos kefulos that they take out of the matz in the matz baking factory. And I'm sure it happens every so often. So they take it out. So are they allowed to keep it for after Pesach? Yes. Shalashus Masas. Why? Oh, but it's Chomet Shavar Olova Pesach. So you told me about Turski. Rabbi Turski, his matzah being factory, all the kfulos they take away, and they call Shalashudas Matzahs for the whole year round. But according to the Rishonim, it's Chomet. If it's Chomet, so good, you're not going to eat it on Pesach. But you can't eat it even after Pesach. It's Chomet Shavar Olova Pesach.
It's the same thing with machine matzahs. How can you sell machine matzahs in a Chassidish place?
It's only a Chumrah. It's only a Chumrah. It's a Chumrah. It's really kosher. Everyone agrees the machine matzah is kosher. Look, the machine matzah issue is a lishma issue. It's not an issue of chametz. It's not a chametz issue. So, but this kufula. But the kufula is a chametz issue. The kufula matzah is much worse than machine matzah. It's a chametz issue. Teretz says it's not a chametz issue because man hazeh, we know it's not chametz. It's a chumrah. But meila there's no chametz shalav pesach. Pesach muteres b'achil shrein boch elch shash chimutz. It's only chash v'savik a chametz shalav pesach muter chametz. Shalav Pesach only when it's chametz vaday. There's no din chum of sofik chametz over lava Pesach. V'ayin b'shari tshuva. The matzah is dakos shelonu ein lochush lehababuos v'hachalolim hanikarim ibuchutz. The bubbles, which is the swelling of the dentin. Remember uve pnim kederech roichav. What does that mean? Mibuchutz uvefnim, on the outside, on the inside, kiderech, deruba hanasim machmas soor. All of these bubbles come to an intensity of heat. So he's telling us the science why this happens. That there's a pocket of air in the oven that's extreme, even though the temperature of the oven may be 1,000 degrees. This particular location at that moment may have been 1,500 degrees. So that change in this spot, because there was a burst, you threw in a piece of wood or there was a coal, it got 1,500 degrees in 1 second in one spot. That's why it exploded that little area.
Sometimes they have red. Color becomes red.
Comes red.
Right. That's where they have
blood libels. The blood, the masa, due to the chemical reaction, the masa can become red for a moment. Even if there's not a krum dakim raketzas, even when it gets, when it's kuffel, when it gets thick, there's no crust. The crust is not equivalent, the texture of the crust is not the same like the other matzahs. Ein lochosh, it's no problem. Umatzah nefucha dehainu shenifrad chatzi ho'eveh ho'elyon me'atachtoin zeh shechich davka b'matzah sovos. The real swollen matzah is not what we see today when there's a bubble. That's not really called swollen matzah because our matzah too thin. In order to have swollen matzah, you have to have a thick matzah. Ktsas v'rei mashu kosavtu mizeh misifkon ha'koidem. Okay, let's go to halacha yud. Halacha yud gimel. Tzrichim lizor shlo lohoitzi matzah v'namatanu kol zman shlo nefes ktsas. That you may not remove the matzah from the oven while it's partially baked. And this is a very important principle. It's a mu'uvis she'ein yochol niskon. If you take out the matzah in the middle, how long does it take to make a matzah? Let's say it takes 2 minutes. Make believe. I don't know what it is. Let's say it's 120 seconds. So you think, so what's the big deal? I'll take out the matzah in the middle, 60 seconds. I'll take it out. I'll put it down on the table. And then I'll put the matzah back in for another 60 seconds. Once you stop the process in the middle, you've ruined it. It's not going to bake anymore. It's going to turn into chametz. There's no going back. Once it goes inside, don't take it out and then put it back in the oven. It's not going to work. It's not even the first afiyah. Ein afiyah afiyah means it was baked 100%. And then you do it a second time. It's not going to, and it's worse. When you stop the process in the middle, you damage. The process has been disrupted, and you can know it's beyond repair. And in fact, it turns into chametz. That's what it says. Shrichem lizor shalo lohoitzi matzah v'natanu kol zman shalo nefes ktsas. It's not been partially baked. What is it called complete? When if you break it into two pieces, the strands would not stretch. It has to be baked to the point when you snap it, it's a crack. It's an even crack. But if you snap it in the center and strands are stretching forth, that means that it's not fully baked. To maher lahachmitz, it will quickly become chametz. So if you stop it in the middle and you pull it out, it's mamish chametz. It turns into chametz instantly. The gam hamardesh hayitzin. Not only is the matzah, the stick also is treif. The stick also. So if there's a very important thing. The people in charge who are doing the matzah, they make a mistake. They take the matzah out prematurely. They got in their hands chametz gomor. And a stick, the shovel also becomes chametz. So you're in a lot of trouble. V'gam hamardesh hayitzin gam kin asu od lematzos. V'miyev sholeda im hayichudim nimshachim v'ena. Let's say you don't. If you don't know, better have burnt matzah than have matzah that's not fully baked. But if you see that in front of the crust, once there's a crust, that's a clear sign that the matzah is fully baked. Let's see a halacha on the bottom of the Zion. Chutz letaner, ayin beber hetev. Of the choyk Yaakov, beim samay matzalat al hanar. I'm not sure what this. What is this? Lior paper? What is this exactly? I don't know what this is. I can't read this word. I struggle with this. What is this word? You know what this word is? Lior
paper.
You put the paper in the oven. The paper is going to burn in the oven. What is it? It can't
maybe
be.
He puts in the matzah with the paper.
With the paper and you let the paper burn? What? I don't know. You're putting over here your
waxed paper.
It doesn't burn the wax paper?
It'll burn.
No,
but let's see what he says.
The im samay matz al haniyor lafoisa betanor ein leeser b'diavad the shoylet hachamim was derech haniyor because it's not also b'diavad the shoylet hachamim was derech haniyor the heat goes through the paper so the paper is fireproof. Is that what it says?
No, you have, what do you call it? They bake, there is what they call parchment paper that they, for cookies, they...
Yeah, and it's, but the parchment paper is fireproof?
It's not fireproof, but it doesn't burn.
So it seems that we're dealing with ovens that are not so hot. We're coming back to the CISO that I mentioned before.
What they do a lot of, the cookies, what they'll do in many bakeries, there is what they call a parchment paper, yeah. Which they line the pans.
Okay.
And then they put the...
And how hot is the oven? In our oven, there's an open flame. You would assume that you put parchment paper in it, and the ovens that we are familiar with, boom, they burn. So obviously, we're dealing with ovens that are not as hot as our ovens. It's maybe 600 degrees, it's 700 degrees, and if you put down the matzah on the parchment paper, ain't no chanami, the paper is not going to burn so fast.
Paper doesn't burn.
It doesn't burn. So this type of fireproof paper, no, not that paper. That paper is gone. What? What do you got? The regular paper? A tissue paper?
From the cookie that they put under the...
Yeah.
That's partial, but that's going to burn. Okay, but we're dealing here with a paper that is partially fireproof. That's what we're dealing with. And we're dealing with an oven that's not obviously like the ovens that we are familiar with for matzah. So there is a real, the paper is not going to burn. And if that's the case, now we have a new concern that maybe not only will people not burn, the paper is going to prevent the matzah from baking. So it's not going to be fully baked. So he's telling us over here, Chishla Halacha, it's okay. If you want to put your matzah on parchment paper and put it into these type of ovens, it's kosher l'pesach. It's good matzah. That's the point he wants to make over here. Uvichoy Yaakov im some matzah in the yor leafoisa betaner in the taner ein leesa b'diavet it's okay. Why the shoylet hachaminus derech haniyor? It's okay. The paper's not going to interfere.
Let's say you have aluminum foil. You put your matzah on aluminum.
Okay, so maybe, maybe aluminum is worse. Maybe aluminum is worse. He's not discussing aluminum. Aluminum is completely fireproof. Maybe it's going to deflect the heat. Maybe aluminum is worse. He's not discussing. He's discussing paper.
No, we don't care because
only paper. He says we don't care. Paper has because the fire will penetrate the paper.
So the fire will penetrate the.
It might deflect the aluminum. The aluminum might be worse. Derech haniyor ve'ein ma'amachem is k'moshe pesik haturizov the mutter litzlois kaved al haniyor. And he recites a precedent: roasting liver. When you roast liver, the liver has to come in direct contact with the fire. Not direct contact, but has to be in the vicinity of the fire.
On aluminum foil, hose, and a choice.
Okay, that will it could be different, but he's saying over the roast liver.
That the paper,
the hose
makes it
will prevent the paper will prevent the flame from the shell. It does. That's the one.
It's hot enough, it does.
And just like we found when it comes to liver, I do not know the exact technique, but it seems there was a technique when they put liver in an area where there was an open flame, and the liver was put on paper, and the blood flowed out from the liver, and the paper is not considered a halachic impediment to causing the blood to flow. So just like it's good for liver, it's good for baking matzahs. He brings many achroinim shagam betzliyas akavet chalochug malatur zavi. They disagree. The whole when it comes to liver, it's also no good. The simit zorchim period. The ayin mishnah brura shevi divrei amekilim levad. He the mishnah was makel with paper. Avol masik lechatil and laskel lechatil. He should not use anything else in the ovens today. It's unheard of. Right? It would be scandalous today in this high tech society of chumras and inflated outrageous prices to charge you $30 a matzah when a pound when they're using paper or aluminum paper or only other technique. The ayin b'shut k'savos of b'shukus of sefer b'shut v'haram shik b'inyan tzliyas hakavid al yarn paper. Okay, one more halacha when finished. Yudzayin im karmu panecha yesh lakav ayin b'shut l'vushim. Mordechai b'matzah sh'nefim b'mechunos machine matzah. U'v'tanu sh'nitzak ayidei koyach electric. Sh'mesavev nechushtoy shel ha'tanur that the nechushtoy, the copper of the tanur, the coils, the ad sh'sev chalil machzik ma'asah sh'kvar nefu, there's a conveyor belt. And the conveyor belt passes over coils. Kosav sham dechatichas dechivas etzba im loy nidvak bad seik olav. You have to test it. You have to stick your finger into the matzah to make sure that that it's hard. Olav k'mashal kosav achelk Yaakov loy mahani bohen dechivas etzba loy mahani rak b'matzos ovois ketzas. Only works that are a thick. K'moshal yunayigim is man achelk Yaakov al b'matzos v'kikin loy mahani ze. Why the koyach hadoichik chazak mikoyach hanidvak. The koyach of pressing is stronger than the koyach of what's attached. V'lo yidbak shum batzek ala etzba ve'ein b'ze bedika ela lifoyske ela lif roiske shuchamo im ein chutim nimshachem ayisham. So he says something very, very important. He says that you're going to be misled when you read all of the old literature about the matzos. They talk about a concept, the test of pressing matzah. You have matzah that's being baked. You're not absolutely certain if it was fully baked. So the test is you press it and you see that when you pick up your finger, if a part of the dough cleaves to your finger. So he says that is not a test that is viable bizman hazeh. Because bizman hazeh we don't any longer have thick matzos, we have thin matzos. And when you press a thin matzah, it's not going to stick to your finger because it's too thin, but it's still chametz, it's still not fully baked. So this test that's written up in all of the old svarim of pressing the matzah and seeing if it the finger test is not a valid test bizman hazeh, because bizman hazeh the matzos are thin, they're not thick. And the only test for Zman HaZeh is to crack the matzah, and to see when you crack the matzah if chutim are nimshachim. Period. One more paragraph. Now he talks about matzah meal. Now this is something you don't know about. Now he talks about matzah because one thing comes to matzah, so they're not going to pass it over. You go eat the matzah. The test is in the proof is in the pudding. You go and you put the matzah into your mouth, and you right away can tell if it's baked or it's not baked. But when it comes to matzah meal, you don't know. It's anyway pulverized into dust. So you don't know exactly was it fully baked, not fully baked. And here's the problem.
They want white matzah meal.
It's nishain to go to buy black and gray matzah. It looks like it was burnt. So therefore there is a market to sell white matzah meal. But white matzah meal has a real concern that maybe it was not fully baked. And it's chametz, and you'll never know, because anyway it's pulverized or it's stale, so it turns hard one way or another. So he says, my Brown is speaking, I heard many experts in the field. They take the matzah out of the oven, it's not fully baked, they're tricking you, they're deceiving you, but until the point where there's a crust. Why? It should remain white. So now when they grind after it dries, let's say kemach matzah meal, la'sais mehem b'durim is knedloch, b'nod nira kemach levon. Ah, what a gevaldige matzah meal, it's white. Levon b'soilas, like kisoilas, kisoilas like flour. It's chametz gomor. V'tzorich l'dachtek me'od, sh'lo yiknu mehem, you should be very careful not to buy from them, mehem mumim lois adover. They're deceiving you. The ain lahem their monas. These people have no gam ala matzos bedin mumor lo oisay dover gam la achar pesach aser kedin chametz. Oh, but you can't even buy another pesach. That's what's pesach. Wow, that's how serious. So therefore, this is a serious matter. Serious matter. The matzah not going to get away with, but they're going to get away with the matzah meal. So be very careful where you buy your makosh la pesach matzah meal from. I'm sure by today they have good mashkichim, the OU, the OK. What? I'm sure today it's, yeah. Okay, let's stop here, take a short break.